The Adrienne Ross Show. You see, I'm standing today, at least for a little while. I had to stand up because I am sporting my new Iowa Caitlin Clark. See the back there, 22, Caitlin Clark jersey that my sister got me, which is perfect for what we're going to be talking about today. So don't worry, I'm not going to be standing the whole time. But, you know, I had to show it off. Caitlin Clark, 22. And, of course, now Indiana Fever, 22. And we're going to be talking about that. So let's get to it.
Search engines should be a place for you to discover the world and make your own decisions about what you find. That's why Luxel is improving your access to information. The new search engine eliminates search engine bias that gets in the way of your searches. You can filter results to lean right or left, and from there you can sort it by Luxel's algorithm, alphabetically, and by freshness. Plus, there is no price for privacy. Luxel is free and doesn't track you or sell your data. So check out Luxel. That's LUXXLE.com. And take control of your searches.
Every car owner knows how important it is for the car to run properly. And it doesn't run properly if the transmission doesn't run properly. DL Transmissions is home of the free transmission inspection. Their free inspection includes a comprehensive road test with a top technician with state-of-the-art scanning equipment and a detailed consultation with Daryl LeGrand. If you think your transmission is not working right, call their office. It's 573-334-8726. Or stop by their shop at 783 South Kings Highway in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. All right. So as I said, we'll be talking about basketball today, in particular, Caitlin Clark. It's been a difficult few days for me. I unfortunately had two losses of friends, and I really didn't want to go too deep today. I want to keep it light. And so, you know, basketball, though it's important to a lot of people, sports, of course, some people might say make the world go round, but we know that's not true. In the big scheme of things, it's rather light. And so I decided to go light. And so this is a good opportunity to talk about sports because the WNBA just kicked off the preseason after just about a week of training camp. They kicked off with some preseason games, and that leads us to some conversation we're going to have. And it's just really interesting that there's so much talk surrounding the WNBA in the preseason. I mean, perhaps even more talk than the WNBA has had even in regular season. So I want to start by telling you a story. And you'll know before this episode is over why I'm telling the story, because I'll tie it all in pretty soon. Well, my background is in education. I taught seventh grade English in New York. And I also coached high school girls basketball. So for almost 20 years, I taught English to seventh graders. And six of those years, I coached high school girls basketball. So I was a huge fan and supporter of students, whether they were playing on the junior high level or whether they were playing in high school. I like to be there. I like to encourage them, I like to talk to them about it. You know, it's a great, first of all, I love sports. Second of all, it's a great way to connect with your students. It's important for them to know you care about them. So I had one student who was playing basketball when I had him. So in seventh grade, he continued to play throughout high school, and he had a pretty good high school basketball career, if you call it that. And he was kind of spacey, you know, great guy, very respectful, kind of spacey though, you know? And so one day somehow we were talking about basketball in class, in my English class, seventh grade. And I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question. And I don't know why I asked it. I'm sure there was a reason, but I said, let me ask you a question. I said, would you rather score 20 points in a game and lose, or would you rather score no points and win? And he thought about it. He thought, you know, you got to have to know him to know, you know, the look on his face and the process as he's going through the process. And so he then said, I'd rather score 20 points. And so that was a teachable moment for me, you know, because it's interesting. He's saying, I would rather get mine. Okay, I would rather it be about me and lose than to not do so well individually, but contribute to the victory of the whole team. Really interesting. So now let me talk a little bit about Friday. Friday, the WNBA debuted with preseason games. And of course, there was Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever, and they squared up against the Dallas Wings, and they were playing in Dallas. Packed out. Everybody will say, you hear the commentators say it felt charged. It was like a finals. It was so charged. The atmosphere was so charged. Everybody was so excited. Also that day, you had the Chicago Sky, and of course, Angel Reese was drafted by Chicago, and so was Camila Cardoso, drafted by Chicago. And so they had a game against the Minnesota Lynx. Now, I wanted to know on Friday, where can I catch the preseason game? I was just curious. I don't know if in previous years, the WNBA preseason was available to be watched. I don't know. But I know I wanted to know. Hey, it is, there's a spirit of excitement about women's basketball right now. So I looked into it and I saw that if you have the WNBA app, which I did not, if you have the app, you can watch Indiana Fever take on the Dallas Wings on the app. And so I also found out that you could also watch if you had the WNBA League Pass, which I did not have. I don't even know how long that has been in existence. I imagine for a few years, but I never had it. And so I started out, and I didn't know anything about Chicago. Chicago's game was scheduled for an hour before Indiana. And so I didn't get information about Chicago. And so I was like, okay, I guess I don't have that to watch, but I certainly wanted to see Caitlin Clark. And so I got the app on my phone. And I was trying to watch. I did watch enough on the app on my phone to be able to see Caitlin Clark start her WNBA career, albeit preseason, with what is she known for? 3-point shot. She hit her first shot of her professional career in the preseason, and it's a three. So I was able to see that on my phone because I couldn't cast the phone on the TV, all that. I didn't know about all that stuff. I didn't know if I was able to do it. I looked up some stuff, couldn't do it. So anyway, I'm looking on my phone and I was able to see that. And then she hit her second shot, another three. So her first two shots, she hits. If I remember correctly, she then went to the line and she made one of two. She made the first of two free throws. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Homegirl has 16 points in the first half. Okay. I think she might have had 11 in the first quarter. And don't quote me on that, but I think I'm accurate. So anyway, she had 16 points in the first half. She had for the whole game, she had 21 points, two assists, and let me get it right, and three rebounds. Okay. To a loss. They ended up losing. Fever ended up losing in a dramatic fashion at the end to the Wings score. 76 to the Wings, 79. But Caitlin Clark, they were up 48 to 40 on the Wings at halftime. Caitlin Clark came out. There's got to be nothing more that would build more confidence than to come out in your first WNBA game and shoot the ball, and the first one goes in, and the second one goes in. She ended up with 4 3-pointers for the game. Absolutely exciting. I was thrilled. I was charged. Obviously, so was the crowd. And the crowd, because it was in Dallas, was glad that, of course, Caitlin Clark was denied the victory. And let me tell you this: if you think that it didn't matter to Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston and the rest of the Indiana Fever for them, if you don't think they minded losing that game, you better think again. Preseason or not, competitors compete and they want to win. They wanted to win that game. And then the way it came down, Caitlin Clark had an opportunity to get a shot in the corner for three to tie the game. It didn't work. So they were tied 76-76 right to the end when Arika hit a huge shot. And I got some notes here because I don't want to Arike, excuse me, Arike. So I got to relearn some of the WNBA and learn some of these players because I have not been tuned in for many years, like seriously tuned in for many years. Although my history is I was a big Houston Comets fan. I knew the WNBA. Now I'm being reintroduced as some people are being introduced to the WNBA for the first time. Some are for the first time. Why? Because of people like Caitlin Clark. So why did I share this story about my student from way back in the day who said, I would rather score 20 points and lose than 0 points and win? I share that for this reason. This, if you go on social media or if you hear some of the chatter, read some of the stuff, it is absolutely ridiculous the whining that is taking place because the Chicago Sky was not on WNBA League Pass. There was no one there, no media there with a camera, so they didn't get to see any highlights of Angel Reese or Camila Cardoso. Actually, I think I saw one play, I think, where Camila was fed the ball. It might have gone from Reese to Cardoso. I'm not really sure, but I think I saw one. So that wasn't, the WNBA didn't have that for available for people to see, and people were livid. Now there was apparently some fan at the Chicago game against Minnesota. And the fan live streamed it via Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Well, I'm telling you, this is a problem. If you get on social media, people are whining about not being able to see Chicago. Now, I can show them some grace on that. If that's your team, if that's where your heart is, whether you're in Minnesota or whether you're in Chicago, I get it. You want to see them play. But I have to wonder. Are you new to the league? I don't know again that the WNBA has been showing. I mean, you couldn't even hardly see some regular season games. Okay? So now there's this excitement and you come along like, "What? We can't see Angel Reese. We can't see Angel Reese. We can't see Camila Cardoso. We can't. It's just Caitlin Clark. It's just Caitlin Clark." Now, here's the deal. Again, if you're disappointed in that, I get it. But this is what we're hearing out there. The WNBA is racist. I don't know why, comments. I don't know why some of y'all are surprised. This is systemic racism. This is the way it's always been. It's just the white girl. It's just Caitlin Clark. That's why she's on WNBA League Pass. That's why she's, you can see it on the app because she's white, because the WNBA is racist. This is what I'm hearing, and people are. Thankfully, there are a few, a handful of sane people out there who understand what's going on, which I'll get into. But there are tons of people who are whining and complaining and saying the WNBA is racist. Why is that ridiculous? Number one, it's ridiculous because the WNBA is what, 80% black? So all of a sudden, the WNBA, 80% black players, all of a sudden, the WNBA is racist, and that's why they're not showing Angel Reese, because the WNBA is racist. This is the ridiculousness that just makes true examples of racism. And of course, we know racism exists, blah, 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 blah. You got to give that, you got to give that caveat, whatever. Everybody knows that racism exists, but this ain't it. Okay, so when everything is racism, then when real racism takes place, nobody takes you seriously because you're always crying racism. So number one, there's 80% black people in the league, and so the WNBA didn't all of a sudden become racist because Caitlin Clark stepped onto the floor. That's just not the case. Number two, here's the deal. This is a business, and while I'll be the first to say that the WNBA has had talented players for a long time and people have not taken notice, this is different. This Caitlin Clark character, okay, she's special. And again, there have been some special players. And I know Camila Cardoso just won a championship. I know what Dawn Staley and South Carolina have done. And I know about Cynthia Cooper from back in the day, Cheryl Swoops, who was calling the game on WNBA League Pass. I know Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson. I know about Lisa Leslie. I know about Candace Parker, who has just retired after an illustrious career. I know about Diana Taurasi, who's talking about Caitlin Clark. I know that there have been some greats. Tamika Catching, Shamiqua Holdsclaw. We could go on and on. Nikki McCray. I mean, we could say a whole lot. The late Nikki McCray, because she passed away. I get it. But none of them, in all of their glory and in all of their championships, as much as we're grateful that they have set a foundation and paved the way, none of them were able to move the needle as Caitlin Clark has done. And so, from a business standpoint, why in the world would I listen? Let me interrupt myself and say this. I don't know why the WNBA, or however these things work, I don't know why they don't have cameras there, sending people out to this, to that, to that arena. And all, I don't know how that works or who gets to be on WNBA League Pass. I don't know how that works. I will say this again, from a business standpoint, if it was advantageous, if it was beneficial, if it was feasible to show the Chicago Sky and to show Indiana Fever, and it was advantageous business-wise, I imagine that they would have done it. I assume, like, why would you shoot yourself in the foot? But I do know this, if I've got one option, and which team I'm going to put out there for their preseason game. Remember, this is just preseason. It's like, chill out, people. The see, I mean, there are going to be lots of games televised this year, and they're going to be seen on places like ABC, on I think it's Prime Video. They're going to be seen on ESPN, ESPN2. I mean, there are other ones that they're, ones I hadn't even heard of. They're going to be playing on those platforms. So chill out. But I know this, if I've got one game for this first night of preseason, and I'm picking between Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso and Caitlin Clark all by herself, guess who I'm picking? I'm picking Caitlin Clark because the eyes have been turned toward her. She has moved the needle, which helps everybody. I wrote an article about this on my Substack, adrianross.substack.com, several weeks ago during the tournament, that everybody benefits. What is it? A rising tide lifts all boats, all ships, or whatever. So the haterade, as they call it, the shade that has been coming at Caitlin Clark simply because she's good for the league is absolutely something that people, they're unhinged about, and they need to rethink this. They have, the whining and the complaining. And that goes for the coaches. So the Minnesota Lynx, which has a history of winning championships, and their coach has a history of leading them to championships, she's also doing the whining. She's not playing the race card thing, but she's still whining. For some people aren't even talking about race, but they're saying there's more in the league than Caitlin Clark. Why is it Caitlin Clark? Why is it not Angel Reese? We're tired of hearing about Caitlin Clark. Really? So in other words, you would rather nobody tune in than that Caitlin Clark draw eyes on other talent, because that's what she's doing. When she plays as she plays, a talent such as she is going to cause people to tune in, which is going to lead them to recognize other talent. And they're going to tune into that. They're going to buy tickets. They're going to pay for a WNBA League Pass. I started out watching on my phone. I had no intentions of going to WNBA League Pass. It's only $35 a year. But I was not planning to do that. But trying to look at my phone, it was too difficult. So what did I end up doing? Purchasing WNBA League Pass so that I could see Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever and see the other players competing with her, competing against her. So again, Caitlin Clark is the reason that I got WNBA League Pass. So how many other people are going to the stands for a preseason game that plays was jam-packed? It was not jam-packed over at where Chicago was playing. Okay? It just wasn't. It is what it is. And so when you have such a talent who is being marketed, okay, then other people are going to buy tickets, going to buy merchandise, going to buy WNBA League Pass, going to spread the word on social media. I read something where people were like, it's NBA playoff time. And what's my feed filled with? My feed, someone was saying, is filled with Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever for a preseason game. Why, if you truly love the game and want to see it take off, why in the world whining and complaining and you think that this should not be? I'm tired of hearing about Caitlin Clark. Well, you know what? I don't know if you're new to the scene or what. I don't know if you've been here forever, but you should be grateful that we're where we are so that other people can also be highlighted, can perhaps be paid more. Okay? Listen, Caitlin Clark, she's got a signature shoe. Somebody called it.
Like, you don't think Caitlin Clark's gonna have a shoe in the WNBA? I mean, she'll make more in endorsements than she will in her own salary, but.
So she deserves the shoe, the attention, and here's and she doesn't deserve, and some people are like, well, it's not her fault, but still, and other people, of course, it's her fault. And let me take you, before I get back to my student and what he said, let me take you to the coach of the Minnesota Lynx and what she had to say about coverage and Caitlin Clark. Okay, so here's this article in the New York Post, as you see. And the headline is WNBA coach Cheryl Reeve not happy with league's Caitlin Clark obsession. And it appears that this came out perhaps right before the game, at least this the way that it's written in this beginning here, it sounds like that's the case. So it starts off by saying, Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve wants to see the WNBA focus its promotional energy on more than just Caitlin Clark. And then it went on to say that the Fever play in their first preseason game on Friday night against the Dallas Wings, and the WNBA social platforms promoted the top overall pick's debut by making it available for free nationally on the league's app. So Reeve apparently felt slighted. Again, this is a coach. She's won championships as a head coach, as an assistant coach, etc. And so she says, and she's the USA women's, she's going to be the USA women's basketball coach, or she is. So it says Reeve apparently felt slighted that the Lynx, who have their own preseason debut against the Chicago Sky on Friday, will not be available for anyone to watch unless they buy a ticket. So this is, let's just scroll down here and take a look at what she tweeted. All in all caps, she wrote, also making a statement here. Also in action tonight, Minnesota Lynx versus Chicago Sky, 7 p.m. Central. Though fans won't be able to watch, Lynx fans can go to the Lynx app to follow along via play-by-play. Or if you are in the market, come to the game as we start the season off right. Then notice this. Hashtag 12 teams. Hashtag the W is more than one player. So she's ticked off because the WNBA is more than one player. So also, okay. So then he goes on and talks about her leadership and her winning titles, and she's the USA women's basketball coach, the head coach there. And so let me go to my student I talked about at the beginning. Would you rather have 20 points and lose or 0 points and win? He says, I want the 20 points. I'll take the loss. People like coach, like this coach of the Minnesota Lynx, Cheryl Reeve, she's saying basically the same thing. The league is more than one player. Okay, we understand that. But she's ticked off because it wasn't her team, her Chicago Sky. She's not Chicago Sky. She's Minnesota Lynx playing the Chicago Sky. She's upset because it's Caitlin Clark who gets to debut on the app on WNBA League Pass, and everybody's talking about Caitlin Clark. Here's what I'm noticing from her and the people who are whining and complaining all over social media, and the people who are even crying racism. I truly believe that some of these people, and maybe some of these players, like Diana Taurasi, perhaps, I don't know, some of these players who got a problem with Caitlin Clark, I have a feeling, I believe that some of these players, if given the choice, they would rather go back to obscurity to a large degree. I mean, obviously, some people have been watching, but not people have not been watching. You know what I'm saying? Some of these people would rather go back to obscurity if it means that Caitlin Clark doesn't have the spotlight on her. They would rather get their 20 points, so to speak, okay, and lose out on the big picture than say, you know what, we might not be, our preseason game may not be the one highlighted, but the one who is being highlighted is shining the light on all of us. So we would rather take the back seat, take the 0 points, okay? We would rather take the back seat so that we all would win. That would be the right attitude. But some of them are acting like the guy who I had in class who was in seventh grade, so he at least has a reason. I mean, he's immature. He's only, 12, 13 years old. But some of them are acting like that 12-year-old kid, that 13-year-old kid who, if it, you know what, if it means that I have to sacrifice for the greater good, then I'd rather not have the greater good. This is what these people are saying. We would rather it be all about what I score, what my team, make sure we get on there. And if we can't, and if it's shining, if the light is being shown on someone else, then you know what? We would rather go back to no opportunities to make more money, no opportunities for more eyeballs on our league, no more opportunities for all these great ratings, no more opportunity for young girls to be able to have our jerseys. Not, because we're upset because it's Caitlin Clark, and some are upset because it's Caitlin Clark. She's a white girl from Iowa. There's that, and I did a whole episode on that. And so we'd rather call the WNBA 80% black. Well, they're racist or they're unfair. And hashtag it's more than one player. You sound like you just ate some sour grapes. This is ridiculous. I said leave it to women. As a woman myself, I'm just like, come on, ladies, what's up? Leave it to women to mess stuff up. Enjoy the ride. And not only that, get a grip. Caitlin Clark was number one in the draft. Okay, Angel Reese, she absolutely has a following. I can look at those comments and see she has a following. But let's, don't tell your neighbor. Shh, she's no Caitlin Clark. She's just not. And of course, they're two different positions and all that. She'll find her way in the league, sure. I believe that she'll do well. But look, she's not Caitlin Clark. People are tuned in because Caitlin Clark is really good, but she's special, and it's the style of play she plays with that draws the attention. And here's something else. People tune in because she's good, right? But people also tune in because of the expectation. What will the next move be? What will the next shot look like? How far away is she going to shoot it? What is that next pass going to look like? Yeah, there's an expectation and an excitement, not just for what she's doing on the court, but what she might do next. You got to hear me. It's what she might do next, and we don't want to miss it, right? So people are excited about that. And so, Camila Cardoso, okay, you're 6'7". As far as I'm concerned, you're supposed to block shots, you're supposed to rebound, and you're supposed to have putbacks. I mean, you're 6'7". I don't know if I said 5'7" before. I meant to say 6'7". You're 6'7", okay? And Angel Reese, okay. Caitlin Clark went number one in the draft. Angel Reese, the people who are hollering, she was seven, and she was seven for a reason. There was a reason she wasn't number one. So why in the world would I be putting her on instead of putting on Caitlin Clark? Now, Is it possible the WNBA should have figured out a way to have some cameras there or so whatever they do? I don't know. I'm not into things. I know a lot of this stuff comes down to money, comes down to, you know, all this stuff. It all figures in. So there are going to be more preseason games. Get yourself the WNBA League Pass like I did. There's a game. I'm recording this on Sunday, which is Cinco de Mayo. It is May 5th. So before this comes out on Tuesday, there will have already been another preseason game. And this time, guess what? It is the Chicago Sky, and they're going against the New York Liberty. Okay, so they'll get their shot, right? But people going to mess around and mess things up, because they want to be like that student who's supposed to be young and immature, and they would rather lose so that they can be in the spotlight. Guys, ride the wave. Listen, here are some notes here. Caitlin Clark had 21 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists in the 76-79 loss to the Dallas Wings. Okay. And so Angel Reese, by comparison, she lost to the Minnesota Lynx, and it was an 81-92 loss. And you're hearing people out there who are trying to keep the coverage fair because they feel pressured to do so. Seriously, they do. They put out stuff like, you know, Angel Reese almost had a double-double. You know, I mean, that's great, but it kind of sounds corny. I don't know. She almost had a double-W. Okay, a double-double. Okay, so she had 13 points. She had 9 rebounds. That's great. And I believe she fouled out as well. So people are like, she had 13 points and 9, and she got 9. Okay, so she only had 2 field goals. Okay, so 9 of those points came from the free throw line. Great. You need to be strong. You need to get to the line. You need to knock them down. All right. So, but you cannot compare her 13 points with only 2 field goals and Caitlin Clark pushing tempo and distributing the ball and shooting the threes. When you're talking about branding and when you're talking about marketing, understand this is a business. If you want to see more games, we need the lights to shine on people who draw attention. Guys are talking about this, when they're not talking about the NBA playoffs, when they could be talking about NBA playoffs. Some of these dudes are talking about women's basketball for the first time. And there are people who'd rather go back to obscurity just so that Caitlin Clark doesn't get the attention. And that's a losing scenario for everybody. Guys, you've got to grow up. So, you know, so there was that. But let me make my point, though, about how when you shine the light, when you make sure that a Caitlin Clark's first preseason game is out there for everyone to see, let me show you what that does. There's a player on Dallas. Her name is Jaylen Brown. Now, not the Jaylen Brown guy from the Celtics, obviously, but this is Jaylen Brown, Jaylyn Brown. This girl had not been drafted out of college. So in 2021, she went overseas and she's been playing overseas. She came back, this girl, number 18, she came back and she did work. I mean, she did work. What I've known about Jaylen Brown, had I not been tuned in to watch Caitlin Clark, would other people have seen her game? Absolutely not. So again, the rising tide lifts all boats. So roll with it. This girl was seen, and everybody's still trying. Remember, this is still training camp. People are still trying to earn the spot. There are only 12 spots. People are still trying to earn a spot. And so, you know, I mean, Caitlin Clark had 21 points. And I'll say this, she sat for most of the third quarter. Okay. And so what else? I mean, 21 points is not a lot for Caitlin Clark, right? But people, they're looking around, they're looking at different, you know, who rolls together well and who's going to earn the spot and all this. This Jaylen Brown, check her out. Dallas Wings, number 18, the girl's good. And she's been playing overseas, but now I had an opportunity to come home and now she's trying to earn a spot. And then I already told you about the last play of the game, Dallas Wings. I mean, they come out of the timeout 76-76. And this Arike, she did a move. It was nasty. I'm gonna show it to you. But again, it's shining the spotlight on everybody. Everybody wins. So don't choose the loss over the win because you are jealous. Some of this stuff is jealousy. I'm so glad that Caitlin Clark came out, busted her first. She hit four threes and busted her first couple shots. I'm so glad about it because I know Diana Taurasi, she might have just been trying to say, you know what, there's a learning curve for everybody, but it kind of reeked of some jealousy and all that stuff. And so I, you know, I'm looking forward to when Diana Taurasi and Caitlin Clark face off because people are calling it the goat versus the rook, you know. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I hope Caitlin Clark just drops 40 on her. Not that she has to do that anymore with more talent around her, but I hope she drops at least one in Diana Taurasi's eyes. But there's some truth to what Diana Taurasi said. There's going to be a learning curve. Let me show you some highlights, just a few highlights from Caitlin Clark's first preseason game. So the first game of her WNBA career, albeit preseason.
45 blocks last year, Clark for three.
That was the first shot, her first shot of her career.
Clark, they said she has redefined what a good shot is. Look how far out she was.
Can they defend and stop other players, other teams from scoring?
Well, last year Indiana was 10th in pace. Christy Sides telling us Clark rattles her second three. What's again, Cheryl?
Wow. I mean, she's just so crafty.
That's what Krista Gerlich told me about you at Texas Tech. They wanted the offensive foul. Not going to get it, Caitlin Clark. The turnover ratio in her career last season. Clark gets away with a little push. Fall away, buries it. And a little reaction for the crowd.
She's really, really good and savvy with the basketball in her hands. And going left. I would have loved to have seen Veronica Burton put the ball on the deck and attack the basketball.
What a slick pass.
Drawing the foul, but Caitlin Clark just finding Aaliyah Boston Diamond to the back.
I hope y'all watching this and not just listening.
It's about being confident in who you are and your ability, and it's not about your competition, who you're playing. It's about being confident in who you are.
Caitlin Clark with pull-ups got 16.
That was a pretty good team.
That was
pretty.
What
pretty made decent. That team so good, you two? Outside Clark again.
Well, I heard the swish, but I didn't know who it was. But that is...
So that was just pretty. That's pretty basketball. But it didn't end so well for Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. And so let's just look at the end of that game. It's 76-76, tied, timeouts called, and then they're coming back on the floor. Are we going into overtime? Dallas said no.
So when you look at the fans and the environment and the atmosphere, it is so electric in this arena for a preseason game.
It is loud. Seb Huzin will inbound the ball for Dallas. Jaylen Brown on there with Howard, Kalani Brown, and Arike. Kalani trying to get position on Boston. Arike will hold it up. Now with 10, Arike moves. Arike on Hull. Arike, step back for the lead. Got it! Arike, 9 points in the fourth quarter.
Arike, I see you. That is a nasty little hezzy crossover step back. Nothing but net. Well, he got a little bit of rim. But this shot right here, oh, that's tough. Oh,
that's nasty. That is.
This is what I'm talking about. Arike, that was just, as we would say, nasty. The crossover, the move was nasty. I'm going to make sure if you're not watching right now and you're listening, I'm going to make sure I get that both those links in the show notes because that last move was amazing from Arike. So again, there are people who now know this girl, Arike, is the real deal. Maybe they didn't know that. Some of you are saying that's no news to me because you've been following along. But you know what? There are some people who just didn't know that. So that was beautiful. So let me take you back to some of what the Phoenix Mercury, that's where Diana Taurasi plays. Let me take you to some tweets, a tweet that went out, and then some responses to that. Again, if these people are not careful, they're going to run their mouths and they're going to allow their jealousy to absolutely mess up the momentum and the opportunity that they have right now. So let's look at what Phoenix tweeted. So you can see this here. The Phoenix, why can't I say Phoenix today? Phoenix Mercury tweeted, "We love that our league is growing and that you're here, but we have 27 years of exceptional women's basketball history for you to catch up on." Mm. And then, of course, there's the ESPN tweet that they had, an old ESPN tweet from 2022, a tribute to White Mamba, which is what they call Diana Taurasi. And then there's a video there narrated by Vanessa Bryant. But again, we love that our league is growing and that you're here, but we have 27 years of exceptional women's basketball history for you to catch up on. So in other words, glad you showed up. I'm assuming this is in reference to fans who are, you know, maybe new to the game because they appreciate Caitlin Clark's game. But no, they're going to run their mouth and say, look, you know, you're slow. You're slow arriving. All right. So let me show you. Let me show you some responses to that. Okay, so here's one. One person says, then no one in the WNBA ever has the right to complain about not making money or flying commercial. Show me a business model where you insult and lecture your customers and it works. So here's this fan. You know what? Show me that where it works. You're complaining and running your mouth. All right, then we can go back to the way things used to be. Your business model, Phoenix Mercury, WNBA, if that's you too, whoever's complaining, you're shooting yourselves in the foot. Someone else wrote, okay, they'll go back to the NBA and the W can continue to operate in the red. This philosophy is one of the main reasons the women's game hasn't grown. So again, you're gonna try to lecture us. You're gonna try to say, oh, I'm glad you decided to show up. You know what, listen, then you know what? People can go back to the NBA and forget you since you're so concerned and worried and upset because people are drawing their eyes on Caitlin Clark. It's absolutely ridiculous. Someone else wrote, but hilarious, you think anyone has to go back and watch X amount of years or players. I'll watch what I want right now because of this newly drafted class. And as I do that, I'll learn some about the vets, but I don't have to go back decades to be a fan, all caps, today. Someone on the bottom said, Caitlin Clark is the real White Mamba. Find a new slant, of course, because they're trying to push Taurasi there. They want to lecture, they want to whine, they want to complain, and you hear what your customer base is saying. You want to act, as they quote unquote say, a fool, then you know what? You can go back to being absolutely someone or teams that we don't even want to watch. We're going to watch what we want to watch. And as that one person said, in the meantime, we'll learn about some other people, the vets, and we'll learn about some of the people that we didn't know about because we tuned in, because we feel that now with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and, you know, arguably Angel Reese and some others and some who are coming, going to be coming along, hopefully will continue what is being started, what is being propelled now, grant, you know, hoping that they don't ruin it. This is a great opportunity for everyone, and fans are going to watch who they want to watch. And you know what? If the WNBA is smart and is a business, which it's showing itself to be, it's going to market, it's going to promote what's going to bring the eyeballs and bring the revenue. And that way everybody benefits from it. So the whining and complaining, and then, you know, the racism and all this stuff, it's not doing anything any good. You sound like the seventh grader that I had in class who doesn't understand what a win means versus a loss. And so Caitlin Clark is drawing eyes on and others as well. And it will grow because people will tune in and they will learn. Now, some observations really quick before I go about Caitlin Clark and what I noticed. I noticed that she came out really hot, as I said. She sat for most of the third quarter, which of course you know, preseason, you're gonna obviously want to see other people on the floor. But also, they came out in the second half and they put the pressure on Caitlin Clark. So on this new level, they say in the Christian world, sometimes we say, new levels, bigger devils or something, right? Or new devils. And so they're sticking to it. That defense that she may have seen a couple times on the collegiate level, they're coming after her every night. Good thing is she doesn't need much time. She doesn't need much space, but it can wear a person out. And so she's going, that's going to be tough for her. Can she handle it? Absolutely. I said early in the game, I put a post out on social media. You know what? Caitlin Clark has arrived and she's already shown she deserves to be here. And we're just getting started. And they only had a few days in training camp. So she's going to be fine, but I also think that those around her are going to have to step it up. Caitlin Clark is as good a shooter, as good a passer as she is a shooter. There was a pass that she, to Aaliyah, which was beautiful. But the thing that I recognize also is that people have to be ready. She should have had at least a couple more assists, but she's such a good passer. So you have to always be ready to receive her pass. She's not just looking to shoot. And now, as she said herself, I don't have to score as much. I don't have to take as many shots. And that's a good thing, because when people are coming at you as they are with her, it has a way of wearing you down. So you need to be able to distribute the ball. You need other people to be able to finish. And so they're going to have to be on the lookout, because this girl can pass and it's sweet, right? Another thing, her coach Seid said that it was, I believe, in the first quarter that Caitlin Clark was gassed. I mean, she was worn out. She was tired. And she actually asked for a sub. And for Caitlin Clark to do that, I'm sure, there's a lot of, it's run and gun. It's high paced. It's exciting. And you've got everybody gunning for you. And so she was able to ask. And so the coach said, we got to keep a better eye on that. We've got to, because they're learning each other and they're adjusting. And this is the professional level. So Caitlin Clark will, she will continue to do what made her, given her the name, but she'll also have other people step up. She'll get more assists. They'll be able to finish because they're going to get used to her and how she delivers the ball. And they're going to have to finish because her and Aaliyah Boston seemed a little bit, like she seemed a little bit off. But again, it's early and they're going to be a great, 1-2 punch. And that's going to be really exciting. But so I just wanted to share that because obviously, this is early. So there are going to be some good days, going to be some days that aren't as good. And there's going to be a learning curve and all that good stuff. But I don't see it like Diana Taurasi said, yes, she's right. There are levels to this thing, but she said it like, you look, and she wasn't just talking about Clark, but she's saying people look like superhuman when they're playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come up against some real women. Well, I think Caitlin Clark can handle it. And I think she showed that in her debut. But to the whiners, to the complainers, to the race baiters, cut it out. WNBA is not racist. The WNBA is refusing to show Angel Clark because Angel Clark is black. It just totally defies all reason. You sound like a child. You need to cut it out. And every player, any fan, that's whining about anything right now, this is early. It's Caitlin Clark is not the only one in the league, but she's huge, and she is, to a large extent, a reason why people who weren't watching before are watching now, and you can only benefit from it. So let's just grow together and stop. Just stop it, because it's just ridiculous. The girl was number one. She's great. And no, I got one person to pick, or one team to pick, or if I'm going Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, Indiana Fever versus Dallas Wing, I mean, versus Chicago Sky in terms of the debut, in my sleep, And in your sleep, if you're honest, you know who you're going with. And that's what they went with. And that was the Indiana Fever. And so I believe on the 9th, which is Thursday, they will be on WNBA League Pass again. I'm sure, I don't know who else's games are going to be on the app and all that, but, you know, check it out. Download the app. WNBA League Pass is like $35 for the whole year, $12.99, I think, for the month, for a month. Might as well get the year and support it and check it out. And then, you know, hey, all this talk, it's just preseason. That's a good thing. That's a good thing if we keep it in the bright perspective. So again, I just kind of wanted to go light today and talk about, it's not Iowa. I don't have a Pacers jersey, but I mean, not a Pacers, Indiana Pacers are in the playoffs, right? I don't have a Indiana Fever jersey, but I wanted this Iowa jersey 22. They're retiring Caitlin Clark's number. And so a lot of great players in the league. And so let's tune in. All right. And the WNBA continue to market intelligently. This is a business. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Adrian Ross Show. Listen, I've got another message for you. And then after that, I'll be back and we'll wrap things up. Guardians of Liberty continues to meet every Tuesday at 5:00 p.m. at Delmonico's in Jackson, Missouri. Each week, they have fascinating speakers to engage, educate, and empower you. Invite a friend to attend the meetings with you. On May 7th and May 14th, they will continue the Governed versus Governing documentary series and continuing with Rancher Lavoie Finicum, Dead Man Talking. Please take note that on May 21st, they will be at Rock of Cape Church. Local, state, and federal candidates for the primary election on August 6th will be participating, and you get to meet them. That will be, again, at Rock of Cape Church, May 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Remember, Guardians of Liberty, dedicated to proclaiming liberty throughout all the land. All right, everyone. I want to remind you to go to YouTube if you're not there now. If you're listening on a podcast platform, go to YouTube. I have a goal I announced last week. I want to hit 500 subscribers on YouTube by the end of May. That's not a lot at all. I should be there already. And so if you could do that, just hit that subscribe, turn your notifications on. Also, go to the podcast platform, subscribe there. Please leave a rating and a review, 5-star rating if you enjoy what we do. And, you know, we cover a wide range of things on the Adrian Ross Show. So also, subscribe and leave a rating and review there. I'm a writer, not just a person who runs my mouth, not just a podcast host, but I do have a Substack where I write, and my podcast is also platformed there. And so that is adrianross.substack.com, adrianross.substack.com. And again, I'm a part of a larger, it's not just the Adrian Ross Show. I'm a part of a network. It is the BMG Network, the Burns Media Group, run by Kenny Burns, who was on my show just a couple weeks ago. So the BMG Network, and there are other podcasters there. We are engaging, enlightening, you know, we're entertaining also, and we are insightful. So check out the BMG Network, and I will catch you next time. Don't forget, right now, subscribe to the Adrian Ross Show. God willing, I'll catch you next time. God bless you abundantly.